الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, we are in the best of the days of the year, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah. And Rasulullah ﷺ encouraged us to do the maximum of good deeds that we can do, because in the hadith, in connection with these days, he said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like any deed more, any good deed, Allah does not like it more than when it is done in these 10 days or 9 days. He said, except for the one who goes out in jihad fi sabilillah with his money and his wealth and he does not return. Other than that, all deeds done in these 10 days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes them more than the same deed done at any other time of the year. So I remind myself and you, let us concentrate on what we are doing and let us try to maximize the benefit of this time that we have. And for that to happen, there should be a measurable, perceptible change in our daily plan. There should be a change in our daily activity for these 10 days. If these 10 days we are doing the same things that we do at the other times of the year, and I'm not referring to sins, I'm not referring to haram, that is not the subject here. I'm saying even the good deeds, whatever good deeds that you used to do or that you are normally in the habit of doing, if you do the same things in these 10 days, then you are not really taking advantage of these days. To take advantage of these days, we must be able to do, and we should do more than what we normally do. So whether it's Tilawat al-Qur'an, whether it is Sadaqat, whether it is fasting, whether it is Nawafil worship, whatever it is, we must do more than we normally do. Only then can we say that we at least attempted to take full advantage of these days so that we get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This whole concept of doing more in order to gain the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is something that I remind myself and you, because we seem to have descended into a life of minimalist thinking, where with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we like to do, or we choose to do, the least that we can do, just enough to stay within the boundaries of the religion. We don't seek to do more. We don't seek to spend more or act more or do more than what we are required to do according to the faraid. And that minimalist thinking doesn't get us anywhere. The results come from doing more than what we normally do. As I have said before, a soldier is given a medal not for doing his duty, but for doing something over and above his duty. To do his duty, he gets a salary. He doesn't get a medal, he doesn't get a promotion. But if he does more than what he is supposed to do over and above the call of duty, then he is eligible for a medal. He is eligible for a promotion. And the same logic applies Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rewards and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure. We have to strive for that. We have to work harder than what we normally do. And so I remind myself and you, let us look at how our lives are going. And in these 10 days, try to do more than what we normally do. The best example for us to look at, and especially in these days, is the example of Ibrahim alayhi salam, because these days, this Dhul Hijjah, this entire ibadah of Hajj, is really a commemoration and a remembrance of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam. It's a commemoration of his attitudes, it is a commemoration of his thinking, it's a commemoration of what he used to do, his actions. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved them so much, that he liked them so much, that he made his actions, the actions of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the actions of his family, into actions of ibadah. The looking at his life, I was trying to think to myself and say, what are the primary qualities that we can get from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam? What were the things that stand out? And of course, this is by no means a conclusive statement, but I'm just trying to think and to share with you. The first thing that strikes that struck me when I think about the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is his effort to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Is the effort to seek the haqq. And this, if you see from his earliest childhood or earliest youth, the whole questioning of idol worship, for example, is not an intellectual questioning of some action. This is the actual seeking of the slave to connect with his master, to connect with his creator. And not being satisfied with whatever comes in front of him, questioning whatever comes in front of him, and saying that if you say that this idol is God, then show me how. How can an idol be God? When I created the idol myself, and I made the idol myself, or I bought it from a shop, and then I install it and I worship it, how is this possible? So it's not an intellectual discussion, it is the seeking of the heart to connect with his Rabb Jalla Jalalu. And that also relates to the destruction of idols. It's not a question of going and breaking anybody's idols. We don't recommend that. We don't say that one should do that. But it's the importance of breaking the idols that we worship in our own selves, in our own hearts. And by worship, I don't mean necessarily that we make sujood to it. But the worship meaning that we look to those idols for things that we should look to only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And by these idols, I mean whatever it is that we rely on in this life in opposition to or instead of relying on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. So whether it is our jobs, whether it's our careers, whether it's our shops, whether it is people in power, whether it is governments, whether it's our own physical health and strength and energy, whatever it is, we seem to have got into a rut where we think that our life is running, our success is based on these things, one or more of them. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this very clearly in the Quran, not in one place but many places, that the only one and the only one who controls everything and the only one who decides to give or not to give is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Now obviously that does not mean we make effort, but we don't consider the effort to be the reason for success. And that is the whole concept of tawakkul, and that is the whole concept of tawheed. And that is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the word, specifically he mentioned the word shirk in connection with following our desires. And he mentioned in Surah Al-Furqan and another place, he said the people, أَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَى. He said, have you not seen those people who have taken their desires as their God? They have taken their desires as their ilah, as their object of worship. And that does not, obviously does not mean physically that you put your patriot t-shirt and worship it or something because you are fond of football. It means the question of giving precedence to our desires in opposition to giving precedence to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our actions, in our thought, in our decision making, in how we spend our time, and so on and so forth. So the issue of putting something ahead of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is idol worship of another kind. It's not idol worship as in worshipping idols of stone or wood. It's the worship of idols in our minds, in our hearts. And many times that idol worship is far stronger than worshipping worshipping a stone or worshipping an idol which we make with our hands. So it's very important for us to question, and this is the commemoration of the questioning of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and say, what is it that I am worshipping? Am I connecting directly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as he asked me to connect? And am I concerned about the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and not the pleasure of the world? Am I trying to do things to please people, or am I trying to do things to please only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalla? It's very important for us to question these things and to correct our actions. Not aqidah as in intellectual discussions about aqidah, but aqidah as in aqidah in practice, which is what am I actually doing with myself, what am I actually doing with my worship, my ibadah, my tawajjuh on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these 10 days inshallah are the days of course have started, we are well into that. So it's very important for us to use what time we have left, the next 3, 4, 5 days, and make sure that we follow the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that we consciously give up and break the idols in our hearts and connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawakkul only on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu and not on the things of this world, and that we constantly seek to perceive this excellence in our life, which begins with the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.